intended for not necessarily those of our advertisers or staff.
We're WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
Coming to you live from the WGNS studio in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. This is the Financial Doctor Show, where cookie-cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. If you're like me and you hate one-size-fits-all financial talk radio, you are definitely in the right place. I'm your host, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner and fee-only financial life coach. This is a show about real financial planning, no hidden agenda, no one-size-fits-all baby steps here, just sound, unbiased, objective help with your money. To talk with me live on the air today, questions or comments, give me a call, 893-1450. Again, that number is 893-1450. And check out financialdoctors.net. There you'll find links to our email and our Facebook page. Send us a question via email or message me on Facebook, and I'll do my very best to respond to your comments and answer your questions live during the show today. And if you're a podcaster, jump on financialdoctors.net. There you can podcast all of our past shows right there on the website. And for more about me, my financial planning practice, and the process I have developed called Financial Life Coaching, just go to Jason W. Qualls, Q-U-A-L-L-S, JasonWQualls.com. Welcome to the Financial Doctors Radio Show. Glad your dial is locked into WGNS today. We're live right here every Saturday at 12:30. You can catch the rebroadcast of the Saturday show if you miss any part of it, Sundays at 4 p.m. right here on WGNS Radio. On the agenda today is the fiduciary standard of care and discussing whether or not financial salespeople can really follow it or truly follow it. And if you're out there and you're wondering what the heck exactly is the fiduciary standard of care is, well, and you may be wondering, well, how does it really impact me as an investor? Let me briefly explain to you what it is. The fiduciary standard of care, simply put, is the legal responsibility of an advisor to put the client's slash your needs, the client's needs, ahead of the needs of the advisor. I'll say it again. The fiduciary standard is the legal responsibility of a financial advisor to put the client's needs ahead of their own needs. It typically involves five core principles, and I'll state them all five. Number one, like I said, put the client's interest first, best interest first, and leave out the best part. Number two, act with prudence or skill, care, diligence, and good judgment of a true professional. Number three, do not mislead clients. Provide full and fair disclosure of all important facts. Avoid conflicts of interest, a very important number four. Avoid all conflicts of interest and fully disclose and fairly manage any unavoidable conflicts of interest. Okay? Now, why is the fiduciary standard important enough to discuss here on my radio show? Well, that's because most investors have never even heard of the fiduciary standard. And if I'm not pronouncing it clearly, I'm saying fiduciary standard. And they do not know, most investors do not know, whether or not their financial advisor follows it. And it's extremely important for you to know if your advisor has to act in your best interest. I think most investors out there just assume that just because someone calls themselves a financial advisor, that they must do what's best for their clients. But in reality, that is just not the case. But hopefully, with some common sense legislation that maybe will be coming soon, that will change. And we'll get to that later. Now, brokers and the other side of the business, typically known as investment advisors, in years past have always been held to different standards of conduct when dealing with investors. A broker or mutual fund salesperson, or a stockbroker rather, and I'll say it again, a mutual fund salesperson is held to what's known as the suitability standard. An investment advisor is held to the fiduciary standard. under current regulation. Now, there's some gray area right now with the legislation, which we'll get to. Now, there's lots of research that has found that investors are truly confused regarding the current regulations and standards for investment professionals. Now, they believe that most investment professionals have to act in their best interest already. And what this has done to the industry, or what this has allowed the industry to do, and I have it on my website, you know, the source of many of your financial problems stems from the industry itself. But what this has allowed, this confusion has allowed the industry to do, is be able to take advantage of people's ignorance and make more money from you. That's the secret. So here's some of that research I'm talking to. Most investors don't know the difference between a broker, a mutual fund salesperson, or an investment advisor. They think they're all the same. Most investors believe that brokers have to act in their best interest. And most people assume that insurance agents also have to act in their best interest. But that is not the case. And the last piece of research here, even after learning the differences between a brokerage account and an advisory account, 79% of investors said they would be less likely to go to a brokerage firm for financial advice. So that's the topic, the reason for the topic today on the Financial Doctors Radio Show. I want to help you learn about the importance of the fiduciary standard of care. And we will further examine, can financial advisors who are really financial salespeople truly follow the fiduciary standard? All this and more up ahead. But first, let me tell you a little bit more about me and my radio show. I came into the financial services business 11 years ago. And like the majority of new advisors at that time, and even current time, I began as a broker on the sales side. I experienced firsthand how nearly impossible it was to be objective when every day managers and investment companies are in your ear trying to get advisors to push the products that make them the most money. Now, every day I witnessed many, many good people out in this community who had gained the trust of their clients, try to only sell their clients high-cost financial products. And they tried to pass that off as financial planning. Most advisors work for big investment companies, insurance companies, and banks. And the interest of the client comes secondary to how much the companies can make and how much the advisors can make. So, I tried my best during my tenure as a broker on the broker side to not let it suck me in. And over time, I had had enough of being part of an industry and a company that had such deep conflicts of interest with its clients. And I quit being a salesperson. And long story short, my many, many unique experiences, some are good, some are bad, some are terrible, that I've been through, shaped my belief that if someone has a mutual fund or a life insurance policy or an annuity to sell you, and they are telling you that is financial planning, they cannot be trusted to provide you with unbiased, objective financial advice. Now, before all the financial advisors / financial salespeople get all their underwear in a wad, I don't mean that all advisors / salespeople are evil people. I just don't believe they can always be objective if they are paid to sell financial products. I'll say it again. I just don't believe they can be objective all the time when they're selling. I didn't say they were evil. So if you're currently a broker / financial salesperson / financial advisor who is really a salesperson, I'm not here to hurt anyone's feelings or step on your pride. I'm just simply telling you like it is. And as I was having a discussion with one financial salesperson yesterday, or financial sales guy yesterday, if you're going to stand up and whine and cry when someone else questions your motives when you're in the business of selling, I have a resolve for you. I have a resolution for you. Stop selling. Simple as that. And stop selling and start getting paid only for providing advice to your clients. Did you know it's totally up to brokers and financial advisors and their choice whether or not they get paid to sell clients versus paid to advise clients? I was once like them. I was once a broker, but I wised up and I grew a pair and I grew a conscience in the same time. And I became an advisor, not a salesperson. So simply put, you should only be getting your financial advice from someone that does not sell product or accept commissions. the type of advisor that does not sell or accept commissions is called a fee-only financial planner. So that's part one of what my philosophy that makes me different. Next, I have the education and the credentials that very few advisors have. I have a degree in finance. I have a MBA. I am a certified financial planner. And lastly, this is a show where cookie-cutter financial advice is viewed as BS. The way to a true financial plan for those of you who are not drowning in debt, the way to a true financial plan for those of you out there that aren't drowning in debt cannot be achieved through 7 baby steps. Other radio shows have watered down financial advice this way because they have figured out it helps them sell a ton of books and CDs and seminars. Now, I don't want you trying to develop a financial plan or your own financial plan from any radio show, including this one. I'll say that again. I don't want you to try to develop your own financial plan from any advice you receive from a radio show, including my own radio show. My hope is simply to only increase your knowledge about certain financial planning topics. So then you can go out and you're able to hire an extremely qualified, unbiased professional. Does that make sense to you? I hope it does. For more, go to jasonwqualls.com. I'm going to take my first break, and when I come back, we will examine, can financial advisors or financial salespeople, rather, truly follow the fiduciary standard? If you have a question or comment, chime in 893-1450. We'll be right back. This is the Financial Doctors Radio Show.
Why not, man?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
All right. Woo!
Rappers swearing they old tub. But I'm coming for that number one spot. All right,
is it time to get rid of that old, worn-out carpet in your home? Replace it with something that enhances not only the beauty, but also the value of your home. Hardwood flooring is the way to go. Stop wasting money on new carpet every 5 years and replace it with something that lasts. Call the folks at Jonathan's Flooring at 207-9680. They specialize in custom sand and finished hardwood, pre-finished hardwood, and all types of laminate flooring. Want to hear something cool? They've been serving Murfreesboro for 12 years, and they have over 100 years of combined experience. And Jonathan's Flooring has a deal for all my listeners. There will be any written estimate from any legitimate competitor, and also guarantee a higher quality of work. So call Jonathan's Flooring today at 615-207-9680, or find them online by going to jasonrecommends@financialdoctors.net.
Is your financial advisor really a salesperson? Traditional financial planning is the source of the stress that most people feel in their financial life. This is because most financial advisors are driven by how to sell you financial products rather than providing sound financial advice. The way your advisor is compensated really matters. Hire someone that puts your interest first and really works for you, not a mutual fund broker dealer or an insurance company. If you're looking for someone that can provide you with sound financial advice that's objective and unbiased, call me, Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner and Fee-Only Financial Life Coach at 878-2134 or go to jasonwqualls.com.
Hello, this is Grant Lichtenwalter with Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. We specialize in shopping your home and auto insurance out with the top-rated companies in the country. And even though our rates are low, we pride ourselves on our service and our attention to detail. We save the average household over $500 a year, while in most cases increasing their coverage. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group today at 898-0053. Your home for affordable coverage with complete protection.
Hi, this is Dusty Brown, owner and artist for Dusty Brown Style, a line of distinct accessories and apparel with style and quality, all handcrafted in my Murfreesboro studio. When it comes to my line, each bead is hand-picked for the perfect visual appeal. You'll find beaded necklaces, bracelets, and sterling silver earrings that can't be mistaken for mass-produced big-box items, hitting all of the right notes and created for you by me, Dusty Brown. My color combos and materials set a Dusty Brown piece apart. Antique keys, watches, and lockets adorn sterling silver, copper, and brass chains. Gemstones, wood, and glass beads give my clients quality over quantity. My leather clutches and cuffs are hand-cut from the hide and dyed for the perfect look. If you like what you've heard, take a look at Sugaree's on the Square, Reeves Sane Drugstore, Lime Tiger Studio located on Maple, The Chamber Gift Shop, or MTMC's Gift Shop, for Dusty Brown Style. Visit www.dustybrown.net or call 615-439-7836.
Your home is your largest investment. If you have storm damage, are looking to remodel, or even to replace your old drafty windows and doors, the quality of work matters when it comes to adding to the value of your home. Don't hire a fly-by-night contractor. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or just drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office. They are a locally owned family business located right here in your hometown. A-plus rating by the Better Business Bureau with over 50 years of combined experience. Here's just a few of their specialties. Asphalt and metal roofing, Energy Extreme Vista windows, siding, seamless gutters, and all types of doors for your home. And all work offered by Residential Services of Middle Tennessee is backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. You can count on them to be around since they have been serving our community since 2004. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or online at rsmti.com. And don't forget to drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office and mention the Financial Doctors Radio Show to get 10% off today.
Don't slip up or get cut.
Why not, man?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
All right.
Rappers swearing at your tub.
Welcome back to the Financial Doctors Radio Show, where cookie cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. Questions, comments, 893-1450, or go to the website, financialdoctorswithans.net, and click email the show. We're having a little bit of fun with the music today. We're switching it up. Make it a little more interesting, but welcome back to the show. The topic of the day is the fiduciary standard and examining or discussing if financial advisors, or call them financial salespeople, advisors that are financial salespeople, ones that work on commission, can they truly follow the fiduciary standard? Now, let me recap a couple of things that I said in the intro if you're just tuning in. I'm not here to hurt anyone's feelings or step on anyone's pride. I'm just simply here to debate this topic and tell you like it is. And you can decide for yourself. Let me recap the fiduciary standard, what it means. It is the legal responsibility of an advisor to put the needs of clients first ahead of their own needs. Okay, most financial advisors out there are brokers, mutual fund brokers, stock brokers, and they may have financial advisor on their business card. And for many years, they have not been required to act in the client's best interest. But there's some new legislation out there that's trying to change all that. So we're going to question whether or not it's really going to make a difference of how, you know, Congress is going to structure this. So it's caused a lot of debate in my industry over whether or not if a financial advisor works on commissions, can they really act in your best interest? And if you heard my intro, I'm very passionate. I don't think they can. I'll tell you why in a moment, but I don't think they can. But I'm not the only one. A lot of people out there don't think so. It seems the only one that thinks so are the financial salespeople. Of course, they're going to argue for on their own behalf. Nothing wrong with that. Now, like I said, you can ask most financial salespeople out there this question. Can you be a fiduciary? Can you actually sell a product, get paid a commission, and act in your client's best interest? I have yet to ever hear a single financial advisor admit they don't always act in the client's best interest. But we all know that some don't act in the best interest. A new story comes out almost every week about a financial advisor / salesperson taking advantage of another client. And mate, when I was writing the show today, it made me think of that line from Shawshank Redemption. If you're familiar with that film, it's about prison life. And there's a line in that movie where one inmate asks the other, and he says, "What are you in here for? What are you in jail for?" And the other guy responds, "Everyone's innocent in here. Didn't you know that?" That's what it's kind of like when you ask a financial salesperson if they can follow the fiduciary standard. Of course, they're going to say they can do it. But can they really? That's what we're here to debate. Now, I'll say it again. I don't mean that financial advisors who work on commission or financial salespeople are out there, for the most part, intentionally trying to harm their clients. That's not what I'm saying at all. Now, there's some out there that attempt to do the very best they can within the parameters and conflicts of interest they have. So I'm not here to debate today whether or not commission guys are crooks. The question I'm really getting at is this. Is it really possible for commission-based advisors to truly act in your best interest, or to say it another way, follow the fiduciary standard of care? Because they already have a major conflict of interest. And if I have to go back, one of the two main parts of the fiduciary standard of care is act in the client's best interest and try your best to avoid conflicts of interest. So they're coming out of the gate with a built-in conflict of interest. And that built-in conflict is, if they can get you to buy a financial product from them, they get paid. That's a huge conflict. So how are we supposed to trust them? You know, investors, how are investors supposed to trust them? Say how that they won't always recommend what pays them the most. I'm not saying that all guys will do that, but how are we supposed to regulate that? It just seems silly. So that's, you know, that's a stepping stone from my belief. It doesn't make logical sense to me. The other part is, what if your financial advisor can only sell you certain products? And the products that are in your best interest are out of the advisor's reach. They can't sell them. The investment company, the bank, the brokerage firm doesn't let them sell certain things. What then? Should we be trusted, or should we trust financial advisors, or should investors trust financial advisors to tell the client, hey, just go, I can't do this. I can't do what's in your best. You just go down the street and then we'll send the business elsewhere. Can we really believe that's going to happen the majority of the time? And if you have a disagreement with that, I would love to hear that. Because I don't think anyone's going to say, hey, I can't do exactly what's in your best interest, but I can get you pretty close, and that way I can feed my family, and you can get something, and we all get something out of the deal, even though it's not the best. Now, maybe I'm too left-brained, but all that just seems dangerous and unrealistic. We start saying that guys that have built-in conflicts of interest from the start, like financial salespeople calling themselves financial advisors, can really act in the client's best interest. I'm not saying they don't attempt to. I'm just saying whether they can't, you know, you can't tell me that it's dark outside when it's light outside. That's what I'm talking about. It's talking about the reality of the issue here. Now, I mentioned in the opening, there's some recent legislation that's kind of sparked this debate. Now, not only is it important for you to learn, you know, what the fiduciary standard is and what it means if you're a financial advisor, if you think you have a financial advisor, that they may not be acting in your best interest. This recent legislation, you know, it came about after the 2008, you know, economic debacle. We all remember all that stuff. But Congress felt necessary, as they usually do when something bad happens, to get involved. And they enacted what is known as the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act of 2010. Now, I'm not going to get into all the details of that act, but since the passing of that act, the SEC has been delegated with the issue of trying to mandate to resolve the differences between brokers / mutual fund salespeople, or another word for them would be registered representatives. Now, what standard are they held to, which is the suitability standard, and the fiduciary standard, which is what financial planners and registered investment advisors are held to. Now, for years, that's been a big black and white area. Salespeople are over here, even though they can call themselves what they want. Real financial planners and investment advisors are over here, always having to do what's right for the client. You know, the major issue with the mandate, over and above what I described to you earlier about those upfront built-in conflicts of interest, is what they're thinking about doing is allowing mutual fund salespeople and stockbrokers to have two hats. You know, if you listen to the show earlier on WGNS, you know, the great owner, Dean Higme of South Branch Nursery, was talking about he wears many hats in his business. And that's not what we're referring to here. But what the two hats in the investment advice world is, sometimes they can act as your broker, sometimes they can act as your investment advisor, and they get to choose when and where they can do that. That's just ridiculous. Why would anyone in their right mind allow that if they really wanted to protect the consumer? They can say, okay, Mr. Financial Guy, go be a broker today if you want, but tomorrow you can be an investment advisor, and we really don't know what standard to hold you to. It has to be concrete. You have to say, are you a fiduciary? Are you acting in the best interest of your clients, or are you not? That simple. Now, I don't agree with the two-hat deal. And I hope I'm not the only one that thinks that's stupid. I know I'm not in the country because it sparked a lot of debate. And I'll put the details of this proposed legislation on the website. But to put it to you a different way about the broker being able to wear a one salesperson hat and then an advisor hat the next day, that would be like when you go to the doctor and you're wanting a prescription, or a person off the street just wanting to go to the doctor's office and get a prescription. And the law allowing the doctor to take off his doctor hat, take off his medical, you know, physician hat, and not follow the Hippocratic Oath, which means he has to basically do his best, do what his best he can to make you healthy and save your life. And he can take that hat off and just require that he can write whatever prescription he wants for that day. That's silly. Nobody would allow that to happen in the medical profession. Why are they thinking it's even doable in the financial profession? And a helpful hint if you're having trouble determining if someone is a, if has two hats, a broker hat, a salesperson hat, or a planner or advisor hat, look for this one line. You'll hear it on commercials. You'll see it on ads. You can always spot them. You can always spot salespeople because they are required by law to identify themselves with this phrase, securities offered by XYZ firm, SIPC. So anytime you hear that, securities offered through SIPC, you know that's a broker, that's a salesperson. Most people didn't know that. Okay. To sum it up for this segment, brokers are ultimately salespeople. When I say brokers, I mean financial advisors that are mutual fund salespeople, stock brokers, insurance agents. That they can call themselves whatever they want. They can be financial advisors. They can be financial reps. But ultimately, their agenda is to sell you a financial product, whether it be annuity, insurance, or mutual fund, get paid a commission, and then do it again. You know, some of all of their compensation when they're brokers is commission. And until recently, you know, we've reviewed the recent legislation that's kind of on, you know, out there for discussion and debating and for debate right now. Until recently, regulators have never tried to think up a way to require brokers to act as fiduciaries. Maybe they were just, they were getting out of their own way. They knew it was basically impossible. And when I say require a salesperson, a mutual fund broker, a stock broker, a financial advisor that is a salesperson, require them to act in the client's best interest was simply just way out. Now, they way out in left field. Now, I assume the SEC, when I say SEC, I mean the Securities Exchange Commission, which is in charge of setting this mandate, they will finally decide on how to impose a fiduciary standard on brokers and financial salespeople. But my fear is, will it be a joke? Will it make a mockery of the fiduciary standard? Will they say, well, there's one standard we apply to these salespeople, and there's a higher standard we apply to the investment advisors and financial planners? That's just ridiculous. Now, they need to use some, it is the government after all. You know, they're not the best at handling money, everybody knows. They aren't the best decision makers. We talked about it last week about the healthcare issues that are going on now. I don't expect them to get this one right because, and we'll talk about it after the break, what is the pressure? Why, you know, it's such common sense, why aren't they doing it? But I'm going to take another break. And when I come back, we'll keep trying to answer the question, can financial advisors / financial salespeople truly follow the fiduciary standard? If you have questions, comments, I want to hear from you. 893-1450. Or go to the website, financialdoctors.net, and we'll be right back. You are listening to the Financial Doctors Radio Show.
Whoa, don't flip up or get cut.
Why not, man?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
All right. Woo!
Rappers swearing they on top.
Is your financial advisor really a salesperson? Traditional financial planning is the source of the stress that most people feel in their financial life. This is because most financial advisors are driven by how to sell you financial products rather than providing sound financial advice. The way your advisor is compensated really matters. Hire someone that puts your interest first and really works for you, not a mutual fund broker dealer or an insurance company. If you're looking for someone that can provide you with sound financial advice that's objective and unbiased, call me, Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner and Fee-Only Financial Life Coach at 878-2134. Or go to jasonwqualls.com.
Hello, this is Grant Lichtenwalter with Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. We specialize in chopping your home and auto insurance out with the top-rated companies in the country. And even though our rates are low, we pride ourselves on our service and our attention to detail. We save the average household over $500 a year, while in most cases increasing their coverage. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group today at 898-0053. Your home for affordable coverage with complete protection.
Hi, this is Dusty Brown, owner and artist for Dusty Brown Style, a line of distinct accessories and apparel with style and quality, all handcrafted in my Murfreesboro studio.
When it comes to my line, each bead is hand-picked for the perfect visual appeal. You'll find beaded necklaces, bracelets, and sterling silver earrings that can't be mistaken for mass-produced big-box items, hitting all of the right notes and created for you by me, Dusty Brown. My color combos and materials set a Dusty Brown piece apart. Antique keys, watches, and lockets adorn sterling silver, copper, and brass chains. Gemstones, wood, and glass beads give my clients quality over quantity. My leather clutches and cuffs are hand-cut from the hide and dyed for the perfect look. If you like what you've heard, take a look at Sugaree's on the Square, Reeves Sane Drugstore, Lime Tiger Studio located on Maple, the Chamber Gift Shop, or MTMZ's Gift Shop for Dusty Brown Style. Visit www.dustybrown.net or call 615-439-7836.
Is it time to get rid of that old, worn-out carpet in your home? Replace it with something that enhances not only the beauty, but also the value of your home. Hardwood flooring is the way to go. Stop wasting money on new carpet every 5 years and replace it with something that lasts. Call the folks at Jonathan's Flooring at 207-9680. They specialize in custom sand and finish hardwood, pre-finished hardwood, and all types of laminate flooring. Want to hear something cool? They've been serving Murfreesboro for 12 years, and they have over 100 years of combined experience. And Jonathan's Flooring has a deal for all my listeners. There will be any written estimate from any legitimate competitor and also guarantee a higher quality of work. So call Jonathan's Flooring today at 615-207-9680 or find them online by going to JasonRecommends at FinancialDoctors.net.
Your home is your largest investment. If you have storm damage, are looking to remodel, or even to replace your old drafty windows and doors, the quality of work matters when it comes to adding to the value of your home. Don't hire a fly-by-night contractor. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or just drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office. They are a locally owned family business located right here in your hometown. A-plus rating by the Better Business Bureau with over 50 years of combined experience. Here's just a few of their specialties. Asphalt and metal roofing, Energy Extreme Vista windows, siding, seamless gutters, and all types of doors for your home. And all work offered by Residential Services of Middle Tennessee is backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. You can count on them to be around since they have been serving our community since 2004. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or online at rsmti.com. And don't forget to drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office and mention the Financial Doctors Radio Show to get 10% off today.
Ice tea, you disagree, take the Tyson approach and bite me.
Whoa, don't slip up, forget God.
Why not, man?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
All right.
Welcome back to the Financial Doctors Radio Show. If you're tired of one-size-fits-all financial talk radio, you are definitely in the right place. Questions, comments, 893-1450. Or go to the website, financialdoctors.net. Click email the show. Click Facebook the show. The topic we have been discussing for the first 30 minutes today has been the fiduciary standard of care as it relates to the financial advice industry, the financial planning industry, and looking at and discussing whether or not financial salespeople, mutual fund brokers, and stockbrokers can really follow the fiduciary standard. And what the fiduciary standard is, if you're just tuning in, is just simply means that it's a requirement that they have to act in your best interest. And for many, many years, they weren't required to act in your best interest. So the question is, if there were a law that said they had to, if they turned around and said, okay, now these commission salespeople that are selling mutual funds and peddling annuities and life insurance products, claiming to be financial advisors and financial planners, can they truly act in your best interest? And I gave the example earlier. From the get-go, here's why I don't think that they can. Let me go ahead and back up. I have a bias here. I'm not objective on this issue. I don't think financial salespeople can act or always act in your best interest. Some of the time, sure, but not always. So if they're following the fiduciary standard, they have to always act in your best interest. And the reason I don't believe they can is because they start off with conflicts of interest that may not allow them to do what's best. And that is, they sell something to the client, they get paid something. They have an option to sell this one product that may be better than the other one, but it may pay less, versus the other one that's not the best for the client that pays more. That's the issue. How can we trust thousands of people in this country to do that. It's just ridiculous. And the other issue is, if they are limited in the amount of the type of products they can sell, let's say they can only sell this insurance company, they can only sell this annuity company, they can only sell these mutual fund companies, because let's face it, people, if you're out there and you have a small-time financial guy, financial advisor, financial salesperson, I bet you if you called in and you told me the name of the company, I could tell you what investment products he has sold you, because I've seen it repeatedly. They sell the same thing over and over and over, and they tell you they're doing financial planning, but everybody owns the exact same thing. So that may or may not be good or bad for you. I don't know. But what I do know is, what if, let's just think about this for a minute. What if the advisor could only sell 10 products, let's say, but there may be 100 products out there. Now, we're using small numbers. It's not really reality. But let's say that's the theory. Can we really say that the advisor that can only sell 10 can always act in your best interest? I just can't wrap my head around that. So the only way to make it possible for salespeople to follow the fiduciary standard is this. This is my view. I'll get to the heart of it. And we talked about the recent Frank-Dodd legislation, Dodd-Frank, backwards there, the Dodd-Frank legislation, and the Consumer Protection Act, that the SEC is trying to figure out a way, can we fit in, can we protect consumers and fit in these salespeople with financial planners and financial investment advisors, because those guys are already required to act in your best interest, but the salespeople are not. Can we really fit them in a fiduciary standard where they have to act in your best interest that will protect the consumer? Here is my view. Any new fiduciary standard applied to brokers or mutual fund salespeople, stockbrokers, should go straight to the heart of the issue. And that is, if you want to be known as a financial advisor or a financial planner, get rid of commissions. Make the playing field level. So if you want to be on the advice side, no more selling. You want to be on the sales side, okay, fine. But you can't call yourself an advisor or a planner any longer. And then if people are out there selling proprietary products, if there's salespeople out there saying, well, I can only sell a certain insurance company, or I can only sell a certain investment company or a mutual fund company, we have to start penalizing those people. That if that product they're recommending that was proprietary means simply that it's a company, it's the company they're associated with, product. I mean, if they're at a local bank and the bank has a mutual fund, or if they're at a brokerage firm and that brokerage firm has its own mutual fund, that they're only selling that proprietary product, they have to start being penalized if it wasn't in the best interest of the client. But right now, as the debate continues to happen, it doesn't appear that's where things are headed. And that frustrates me, because they were on such a good track to say that, now, okay, these commission guys, they're going into the fiduciary standard like the rest of the financial planning world. But it doesn't seem like they're kind of going to water it down. And that's sad. But on the surface, coming out of the gate, a uniform fiduciary standard, a uniform standard that requires all investment professionals to act in the client's best interest, just sounds like a no-brainer, right? It sounds like we're at least making some headway. But I don't think so. If the new rule doesn't properly address two things that I mentioned earlier, the commission aspect of it, the meaning that when an advisor or so-called advisor sells a product, they get paid, and they can sell a higher paying product or a lower paying product, and they are left up to that discretion to determine what is in your best interest, and allowed to choose the higher paying product that may not be in your best interest. If we don't address that and address the proprietary product issue, where they can sell maybe a high fee product that makes the company more money, that's not in the client's best interest, if it doesn't cover those two things, then we might as well just leave it alone. You know, it's just silliness. It's not doing anything. It's not accomplishing a thing. That's my point. So let's recap where brokers stand now, what's been the issue with financial brokers. You know, they currently, if you work with a financial salesperson, financial advisor, financial representative that's not an investment advisor that has to follow the fiduciary standard, they operate by what's called the suitability standard. And it's a hard one to grasp, except for it doesn't require the advisor to act in the client's best interest. Nowhere in the mandate for those guys states that. But if you're a real financial planner, you're a real investment advisor, you must always act in the best of the clients. So as long as customers are dealing with someone who's getting paid to sell them, my view is they'll never receive unbiased financial advice. Let's not just shoot ourselves in the foot here. The new rule has to be, you know, logical, realistic. Think about what it means to be someone's fiduciary and then only be realistic of who the people that have to follow it. I'm not saying make them, I wish they would make them all follow it and abolish the commissions and abolish the proprietary product stuff. But if they don't and they want to segment the industry between salespeople and make them call, hey, this is John Q or John Doe and I'm with XYZ brokerage house and I'm with XYZ bank. I'm a financial salesperson. And then I can come to you and say, hey, I'm Jason Qualls, certified financial planner, registered investment advisor, fiduciary to my clients, that's fine with me. But don't try to throw those guys in there and expect them to be able to follow something they cannot follow. And I mentioned it earlier. The only people that seem to be arguing this that they can are the financial salespeople and the brokerage companies and the insurance companies that make the big bucks by selling you financial products. And after the next break, we'll get to how much money they will actually save if they actually get Congress to pass a watered-down version of a fiduciary mandate for investment professionals. But let me take a minute before we pause for our break. And I meant to do this at the beginning of this segment. But if you're looking for a way to save money in Murfreesboro on restaurants, and two restaurants in particular, if you ever go to Blue Restaurant and Bar down on Broad Street, I say again, Blue Restaurant and Bar down on Broad Street, or if you ever go to Fox's Pizza Den, go to this website, QPONJOHN. That's couponjohn.com. Go to that website, enter the promo code Burrow or B-O-R-O, and you'll see a gift certificate there you can purchase. If you spend $12.50, you can get $25. So it's half off. You can go eat $25 worth of food, but only pay $12.50. And if you order pizza from Fox's Pizza Den, you can spend $10 and get $20. So $10 for $20 at Fox's Pizza Den, $12.50 for $25 at Blue Restaurant and Bar down on Broad Street. Just go to couponjohn.com, enter promo code B-O-R-O. That's QPONJOHN.com. Promo code B-O-R-O. Okay. We're going to take our last and final break of the day. We're talking the fiduciary standard of care and can financial advisors really follow it. We'll be right back. This is the Financial Doctors Radio Show.
Don't slip up or get cut.
Why not, man?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
All right.
Rappers swearing at your time.
Is your financial advisor really a salesperson? Traditional financial planning is the source of the stress that most people feel in their financial life. This is because most financial advisors are driven by how to sell you financial products rather than providing sound financial advice. The way your advisor is compensated really matters. Hire someone that puts your interest first and really works for you, not a mutual fund broker dealer or an insurance company. If you're looking for someone that can provide you with sound financial advice that's objective and unbiased, call me, Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner and Fee-Only Financial Life Coach at 878-2134 or go to jasonwqualls.com.
Hello, this is Grant Lichtenwalter with Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. We specialize in chopping your home and auto insurance out with the top-rated companies in the country. And even though our rates are low, we pride ourselves on our service and our attention to detail. We save the average household over $500 a year, while in most cases increasing their coverage. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group today at 898-0053. Your home for affordable coverage with complete protection.
Hi, this is Dusty Brown, owner and artist for Dusty Brown Style, a line of distinct accessories and apparel with style and quality, all handcrafted in my Murfreesboro studio. When it comes to my line, each bead is hand-picked for the perfect visual appeal. You'll find beaded necklaces, bracelets, and sterling silver earrings that can't be mistaken for mass-produced big-box items, hitting all of the right notes and created for you by me, Dusty Brown. My color combos and materials set a Dusty Brown piece apart. Antique keys, watches, and lockets adorn sterling silver, copper, and brass chains. Gemstones, wood, and glass beads give my clients quality over quantity. My leather clutches and cuffs are hand-cut from the hide and dyed for the perfect look. If you like what you've heard, take a look at Sugaree's on the Square, Reeves Sane Drugstore, Lime Tiger Studio located on Maple, the Chamber Gift Shop, or MTMC's Gift Shop for Dusty Brown Style. Visit www.dustybrown.net or call 615-439-7836.
Is it time to get rid of that old, worn-out carpet in your home? Replace it with something that enhances not only the beauty, but also the value of your home. Hardwood flooring is the way to go. Stop wasting money on new carpet every 5 years and replace it with something that lasts. Call the folks at Jonathan's Flooring at 207-9680. They specialize in custom sand and finished hardwood, pre-finished hardwood, and all types of laminate flooring. Want to hear something cool? They've been serving Murfreesboro for 12 years, and they have over 100 years of combined experience. And Jonathan's Flooring has a deal for all my listeners. There will be any written estimate from any legitimate competitor and also guarantee a higher quality of work. So call Jonathan's Flooring today at 615-207-9680 or find them online by going to Jason Recommends at financialdoctors.net.
Your home is your largest investment. If you have storm damage, are looking to remodel, or even to replace your old drafty windows and doors, the quality of work matters when it comes to adding to the value of your home. Don't hire a fly-by-night contractor. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or just drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office. They are a locally owned family business located right here in your hometown. A-plus rating by the Better Business Bureau with over 50 years of combined experience. Here's just a few of their specialties. Asphalt and metal roofing, Energy Extreme Vista windows, siding, seamless gutters, and all types of doors for your home. And all work offered by Residential Services of Middle Tennessee is backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. You can count on them to be around since they have been serving our community since 2004. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or online at rsmti.com. And don't forget to drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office and mention the Financial Doctors Radio Show to get 10% off today.
Take the Tyson approach and fight me.
Whoa, don't slip up or get cut.
Why not, man?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
We're back on the Financial Doctors Radio Show. I'm your host, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner and fee-only financial life coach. Talk with us live on the air, 893-1450. We are discussing the fiduciary standard of care in the financial planning industry and whether or not financial salespeople, a.k.a. financial representatives or so-called financial advisors, some of them at least, can salespeople on the financial planning side or financial advice or sales side, rather, follow the fiduciary standard. And I said it earlier, why is it even important that it's the topic of today's show? Is because that most investors have no idea that their broker, their mutual fund salesperson that's trying to say they do financial planning does not have to act in their best interest. So today I wanted to educate you a little bit to for you to know the difference between a broker and an investment advisor or a financial planner. So you can protect yourself. I don't want you to get taken advantage of. I don't want you to wake up and say, well, I trusted my IRA or my retirement or my kids' college. This guy, he said he was a financial salesperson, and then he recommends some product that doesn't fit your needs and your goals and your financial plan, and it's not best for you, and it blows up, and you wonder, scratching your head going, man, I thought he was a financial advisor. What happened? There was a post on Facebook yesterday from one of my friends. He said, well, you don't always have to look out for commissions. You need to look out for other compensation issues with people selling financial or doing anything with your money, is his comment. And I told him he had a good point because it doesn't always trace back to commissions. He said, you need to hire someone you trust. And I've said it earlier on the Financial Doctors Radio Show. That's a tough one to do because if you don't know, how many people don't have a brother-in-law that sells mutual funds or life insurance. We all, you know, everybody got somebody close to us that does that kind of thing. So you may trust them, but that don't mean they don't. That doesn't mean they know what they're doing. And because if you don't know what you don't know, you could be put in harm's way because you're ignorant to the issues of financial planning. So to give a little protection to you as the investor, only hire someone that is willing to sign off on and agree to the fiduciary standard, meaning they are required by law to act in the client's best interest over and above their own. Or financial salespeople, no. Financial salespeople can call themselves whatever they want. Financial advisors, financial reps, they don't have to do what's in, they aren't required to always do what's in their client's best interest. So we've been discussing today, is it even possible to do that? And in my opinion, I don't think so. If you want prudent, objective financial advice, one, don't get it from a salesperson. And then two, don't get it from someone that is not required to put your best interest at heart. I've been beating that drum the entire show. I hope that makes some sense. So protect yourself. So we talked about this mandate that the SEC is trying to cover these salespeople and put them in and make them follow the fiduciary standard. And it's been tough. It's a very debated issue. But let's talk about, because originally when the, if you know, I'm not some kind of law document guru or Congress bill guru, but the way I understood the law when it passed is that whatever the fiduciary standard was when it passed back in 2010, which is the standard where they're required to act in your best interest, they weren't going to try to water that down and try to fit these commission guys in there. It was going to be a split. There were going to be salespeople and advisors, and that was going to be it, because they didn't think there was a way they could fit these salespeople in there. And when I say salespeople, the majority of financial advisors are salespeople. If you don't know that, I mean, wise up. They are. You know, if they get paid by selling you something, a mutual fund, an insurance contract, an annuity, they are brokers. They are mutual fund salespeople. They are not required to act in your best interest. So I started thinking about, well, why did they water this bill down? Why did it, you know, look so strong in the beginning? And how did it get to this big debate where we think we can fit salespeople into it and make them advisors? Well, at first glance, I was like, well, I don't really know. But then all this backpedaling got me thinking. Why doesn't anyone want to get rid of these riffraff? I'm not saying that all financial salespeople are bad people. They're not all crooks. But why doesn't the industry want to make it a more ethical, more respected industry where you have advice people and that's the creme de la creme of the business? Well, I started thinking, how much is it worth to brokerage companies and brokerage firms and insurance companies to not have to meet a uniform fiduciary standard, a real fiduciary standard, where they have to act in the client's best interest? Well, there was an article that came out, I believe it was in Kiplinger's Finance Magazine, and there's a guy named Gary Moskowski, if I'm pronouncing his name right. He's a securities industry analyst at Bank of America Merrill Lynch, and he said the impact of a fiduciary standard was hard to determine because it would depend on how tightly the rules were interpreted. But he said it could cost a firm like Morgan Stanley, for example. Some of you out there may work with Morgan Stanley. It could cost a firm like Morgan Stanley as much as $300 million, or 6 or 7% of the next year's expected earnings, if the fiduciary rules were tightly defined. So, if you think about that, these brokerage firms and investment companies, insurance companies that like to say that they do financial planning and they put financial advisor on these guys' business cards that go out here and try to sell consumers financial products, think about the millions and the billions they have to spend to follow this standard if it passes, and it's very tightly defined. And it's just like anything else on Capitol Hill. Whoever slings the most money around gets the bill written the way they want it. That's a sad part of reality in this country. Maybe it'll change, maybe it won't, I don't know. But I think that's why we're seeing this backpedal. And from the beginning, it's saying, well, there's going to be salespeople and there's going to be advisors. from trying to say that it's okay for you to be an advisor and okay for you to be a salesperson. You can still follow the fiduciary standard of care. I'm here to tell you, in my personal belief, because I've experienced it firsthand, if you work with a financial salesperson that gets paid to sell you financial products like mutual funds and stocks and bonds and insurance contracts and annuities, they cannot always do or act in your best interest. I just firmly, passionately believe that. And if you want up for debate on any of that, message us, financialdoctors.net. You can also email us by going to the site, that website. You can call us next radio show. We're here live every Saturday, 12:30 p.m. right here on WGNS. But before we close out the show, Grant with Middle Tennessee Insurance Group is normally with us to come in and give us the deal of the day. And what Grant specializes in is home and auto insurance, not only getting you the best, you know, insurance contract for the best price, but he really deeply cares about getting you the best coverage. That's important. Most insurance agents just want to sell you and move on. They don't care about the proper coverage. I firmly believe, and I've seen him do it, he'll tell you, well, hey, I can't save you money, but you need to get this type of coverage, and he'll send you down the street. Not many insurance agents will do that, but he will. So give him a call, 898-0053. Get a free home and auto insurance quote today. Mention the radio show. They'll make a donation to the Habitat for Humanity. Didn't cost you anything. Could save you thousands. I think last week he was on here and he talked about how he saved a customer $1,500 a year. That's powerful. So it's not always about, all about saving money. It's about service and protection too. But go to mid10insgroup.com. And lastly, couponjohn.com, half off of Blue Restaurant and Bar. Get a gift certificate to Blue and a gift certificate to Fox's Pizza Den, couponjohn.com. Enter promo code BORO, and this is the last day for the deal, for both these deals. So if you want a $25 gift certificate for $12.50 to Blue Restaurant and Bar on Broad Street, or a $20 certificate for $10 to Fox's Pizza Den, go to couponjohn.com, couponjohn.com, enter promo code BLUE, and I think it expires tomorrow about this time. We're glad you're with us today. You know, it's a highly controversial topic. It should be debated because I stand firmly behind the belief the fiduciary standard is the cream of the crop of the industry. But remember, real financial planning is objective. It covers your entire financial life. That's why I call my process financial life coaching. It doesn't always involve dealing with a financial product salesperson. If you need an objective second opinion from someone that does not have a dog in your fight, because I don't sell financial products, give me a call, 878-2134, or go to my website, jasonwqualls.com. We're thankful for our producer and more thankful for the listeners out there. Till next week, 12:30 every Saturday right here on WGNS. I'm signing off, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner and fee-only financial life coach. This is the Financial Doctors Radio Show.
I'm coming for that number one spot. Hey, keep it going and won't